Hello and welcome to the Soul Seeking Love podcast. My name is Alicia, but you can call me Leash. Join me each week as I go on a journey to answer life's biggest questions and probably ask a few more along the way. Thanks so much for joining. Hey, hey, everyone. I hope you all had a good week. Fresh off last week's episode, I want to get kind of into a piggyback episode of what I discussed last week with Are You Settling? Here's my follow-up question. I'm just going to get right into it. Do you look for reasons for things not to work? And I've been thinking about this. I actually wrote just that question down. I didn't even write it down as a question. I wrote it down as a command to myself in my phone. Sometimes I get these little bouts of inspiration. Like, I'll just be chilling and all of a sudden, like, spirit or intuition just hits me with an idea. And last week it was, stop looking for reasons for it to not work. And I was like, oh, shit. As soon as that popped into my head, I was like, damn, do I do that? Do I look for reasons for something to not work? Do I talk myself out of good shit? And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yep, yes, you do. So what is that? What is that all about? And for me, as always, I'm going to discuss it just from my point of view and what I've experienced. I think that this idea of it not working out is so familiar that when things do, I'm terrified. I'm like, wait, something bad's gonna happen. It's like that feeling, and I've discussed this feeling before, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, all right, there's a lot of good things happening to me right now. Everything seems to be going smooth. I haven't had a mental breakdown in a few weeks, so like, something's gonna happen, you know? But sometimes thinking that on its own is the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Like, oh shit, is something bad gonna happen? Oh shit, you know, I don't know, maybe I should be thinking about this instead of that, or, you know, maybe this job isn't the right job for me, maybe I should be making more money, maybe I'm not really that happy. And like, our mind will start taking us to places that we wouldn't have gone to if something was wrong, right? Because when things are going wrong, when you're in the midst of something traumatic, like let's say you lost your job, let's say someone broke up with you and you thought you were going to be with this person forever, right? I like talking about relationships because I feel like it's the most relatable. You know, when I ended my 6-year relationship with Mr. Big, I was like, what the fuck do I do now? Literally. What do I do? I had this whole life envisioned for the two of us. And not that I was designing his life for him, but my future was 100% mapped out based off of his plans, how I fit into those plans, you know, whether or not we were going to get married, the children we were going to have. Like, I mean, everybody has these conversations in long-term relationship, right? Like, you paint this picture of what life is going to look like with this specific person. And when you break up with that person, you can't always keep the picture the same and then find somebody else. As a matter of fact, that's basically what I talked about last week. Like, I was looking to find the puzzle piece that matched his. And the truth is, that didn't match me. So I envisioned this life for my future with Mr. Big that wasn't going to fit with someone else because it wasn't really my picture. It was ours, and the half that belonged to him wasn't really something that I even like signed up for or cared about. It was just like me figuring out how to make my dreams work in like side by side with his. And like you all know, in most relationships, that takes compromise. There were some things that I wasn't like 100% happy about, but there were things that I was like, okay, we can make this work. Here's how. And we had all these plans together, right? Like these big ideas and goals and dreams and stuff that is never going to happen now because that life, that timeline, that relationship no longer exists. That pattern is broken. So it's like I was left picking up the pieces of what was actually mine, what was his, what was ours, and what I didn't need anymore. And that's what I've been shuffling through for the past 2 years. Like, how much of what we said we wanted did I actually want, or was I compromising for because I knew it would make him happy? Because that's a successful relationship, right? Like, yes, you shouldn't compromise everything, but you have to compromise a little. So I was trying to navigate all that. And in navigating that the past 2 years, I've figured out what of it is mine and what I want versus what I'd be open for, what I want in a partner, what are definite no's for a partner, et cetera, et cetera. And it got me to thinking, like, how often when I meet someone or when something happens to me in general, do I think this is not even going to work out? Or it might work out, but I'm already talking myself out of it before I even give it an opportunity to see, hey, is this maybe going to work out? And I think that's what trauma does to us. So the trauma we experience while we're experiencing it is definitely the hardest thing. But it's almost like we don't know we're experiencing something hard because we're in fight or flight mode. We're in survival mode. We're not consciously thinking about how to navigate it. We're just getting up and going through the motions and trying to survive. Like when Mr. Big and I broke up, when I knew we were going to start, like when the process of us breaking up started, because it's never cut and dry. When things got really rocky, it was like, I will do anything I can to salvage this. And it was like survival mode. You know, what can I do to make him happy? What can I do to make myself happy? Am I even happy? And you know, it's not even happy. It's like, how can I fix this? It wasn't even like, how can I make us happy? It was like, how can I keep this together? Because the idea of something shattering was so terrifying. You know, 6 years of something down the drain. I was like, I'm not going to survive this. What am I going to do after him? How am I going to live without him? And as soon as it happens, there's that shock. And then you're still in survival mode because now you're just trying to live in a whole new world without somebody and pick up the pieces. But then once you start to pick them up and once you're through the worst of it, that's when the real processing begins. That's when, like, the trauma work really happens. You're not in survival or fight or flight mode anymore. Now it's like, oh, fuck, this hurts. There's pain here. And once you get past the point of the pain and you can start to see clearly, you're like, wow, this was traumatic. This was hard. This was toxic. What was I fighting for? Why did I fight so hard? This wasn't working. I wasn't happy. Clearly he wasn't happy. Why were we, you know, killing ourselves over something that was obviously like showing us there was so much resistance and so much there that we should have just left behind? So it's like you're so used to making excuses for things to work that after you get through it, And good things start to happen because like you've weeded through all the trauma and now you're picking up the pieces and you're doing the work and you're bettering yourself and you're committing to yourself and the self-care practices are back and I had this connection to myself that I had never had before after, you know, Big and I broke up. It was like, wow, I like these things. Why did I stop doing these things? Like, oh, wow, I have time to do all this. Why did I never make time for this before? You know, there was space because I wasn't focused on this relationship that was no longer working. It's like, all I was focusing on was ways to make it work, that I wasn't looking at the things that were working and then running with that. So instead of making excuses for something that wasn't working to work, all these good things were happening and I was like trying to talk myself out of it. Like this great job fell in my lap in Arizona Like, I mean, I applied for it. I'm not saying I didn't do the work. I'm not saying I don't work hard at it now. But it, I applied, thought nothing of it, got a phone call, and I was like, oh shit. Like, within a week, I had a new job. And I was like, wait a second. Should I be second guessing this? Like, shouldn't it be harder? Shouldn't I hate it? No, but I like this job. Oh no, but this, like, is perfect. This is aligned. Like, is that right? Like, should I be worried? Should I be concerned? And because we're so used to making the excuses for something not working, that when it does work, we're still making the excuses, but against ourselves. And that's our ego, right? When things fall into place and everything feels right and it feels good and your intuition's all aligned, things just happen. When you're out of your head and in your heart and your body, things will just flow, right? There's that flow state that you can just navigate through with your conscious self, your higher self, right? Your spirit self, your soul. And the ego is the one that tries to trick us into these conversations of, like, maybe you're not good enough. Or conversely, when you're with something that, or in a situation or relationship or whatever that isn't working, the ego is the one trying to force it to make it work. And why does it do that? Because it's scared. It doesn't know anything else, right? Like, my ego was like, well, we've designed this whole life with this man. You spent 6 years with him. You're just going to throw it out because you're unhappy now? What do you mean? What do you mean you're unhappy? You're the one that designed this whole daydream up in your head of what it was going to look like 20 years from now when you have kids. You want me to throw that out? Like, I designed these plans for you in this brain, in this body, and now you're telling me that this isn't going to work? It hurts our ego to do that. But sometimes it's just a fantasy. It's just a daydream. We become conditioned and, like, attached to it because our mind can paint this beautiful picture of what will look like. But when things start to go awry, when things start to feel off in our bodies, yeah, we have to start flowing with that. And the ego doesn't necessarily want to repaint the picture. It's like, but I just did this. You want me to throw it out and do it all over again? And it's like, yeah, that one's not going to work. And that's the human condition. We want to believe that things are going to work out perfectly the way we first perceive it. But the problem with that logic is that there's infinite possibilities and infinite ways to perceive something that could be even better than the original one that we painted in our minds. But we get so fixated on that one that we forget to keep dreaming. We forget to check into the body. We're too up in our heads thinking about all the things that we envisioned and how it's going to be laid out perfectly to realize, like, right now, actually, it sucks. We're stuck. We're miserable. This relationship's toxic. It hasn't been happy in a long time. And then when you're through that mess and you're navigating it and you're connecting back to yourself, you realize, oh, wait, I might be able to draw up this other pretty beautiful picture. And that looks even better. Oh, wait, and I feel more connected. And things are just, like, lining up for me the way that it should. And I don't have to force anything. And there's no resistance. And life feels good. Yeah, it does. And I'm not saying that it's always easy. And I'm not saying that you should just throw away all your dreams. I'm saying don't lose sight of the present moment because you concocted a specific future. Anything and everything can and will change regularly. There's nothing in this world that's a guarantee. So yeah, dream. Think big. Make those plans. But adjust them as necessary and don't attach to one specific outcome. Don't make the excuses just to fit into that picture. Widen the picture. Pan out. See if there's something you missed. Don't talk yourself out of a better opportunity just because you don't want to lose the one that you already have. And it's hard. I'm always making excuses to stay in something that feels comfortable. But comfort is going to keep you in a small little box, stuck and uncomfortable. And you're either going to figure it out and grow and move on your own cognitive like decisions and like your own recognition, or the universe is going to shatter your box and pull you out of there whether you fucking like it or not. And I think that's what happened to most people in 2020. I mean, the pandemic, nobody saw coming. Even if somebody was like, oh shit, there's a chance that this might happen one day, nobody was like, oh yeah, March 2020, we're all going to be home for a year. No, nobody fucking knew that. Nobody knew. And if anybody did know and said it, nobody believed them, right? Nobody thought that that was really a thing that could happen. I mean, that's crazy. It's crazy. And yet, we all lived it. And we all survived. Well, we did not all survive. But whoever is left here right now listening to this survived. And that rocked everyone's world. In a good or a bad way, but it rocked our worlds. And I'm not saying that pandemics are going to happen all the time, but there are moments in life like that, that rock our worlds. That just happened to happen on a global level. But little things can happen every day. You lose your job, you get divorced. I mean, these aren't little things, but they're little in relation to like a global pandemic. But life changes daily. Not even like big things like that, but maybe your car doesn't start one day. You miss work. And then you get an opportunity to do something else. Or you realize that you didn't even want to go anyway and you start looking for a new job. Or who knows, right? You accidentally brush up against somebody in Starbucks and then, you know, start a conversation with someone who turns out to be your soulmate. I mean, anything could happen. Anything could happen. But if we talk ourselves out of it, nothing will change. Nothing will happen. We have to stay present, in tune with our body, and awake, aware, conscious to the moment that's in front of us. Not what happened in the past, not what we hope will happen in the future, but what's happening right now. And then, yeah, think about the future. Remember the past. Learn from the lessons and use them going forward. But don't let it keep you back there. And don't let those things predict a future that may or may not happen. Just accept that sometimes the things you want won't turn out exactly the way you want them to, but in some capacity, if you work towards a goal and you keep that in your mind and you feel in your body that it's true for you, it will happen. If you let it, if you stop finding ways to talk yourself out of it. So, is there something right now that you're making excuses about for no reason? What can you stop making excuses for? Just period. What can you stop making excuses for? Whether you're making excuses to stay in something you don't want to be in, or whether you're making excuses to not do something that actually you really want to do. And then where can you make the shifts? Where can you adjust? Let the future be an outline and not, you know, a hard copy that's already been printed and published. Let it be a rough draft. And let it forever be a rough draft. Because as long as you're here in the present moment, there's always a future. Because you don't know when anything's going to end. And you don't know when anything new is going to start. So let it always be a rough draft. And write it in pencil or use whiteout. Let it evolve just as much as you do. So anyway, I hope that resonates with you guys. I know I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, do I need to make an excuse for this? Or can I just go with the flow? Right? All my podcasts say the same thing. Go with the flow. Be present. But there are infinite ways to do that. So stay tuned for more ideas. I hope you like this one. And I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I really hope you enjoyed the conversation today. If you did, of course, you know what to do. Subscribe, rate, review, share it with a friend. And of course, I'll see you again next week. Thanks so much and take care.